anyway, so what was I going to say? Oh, so the point is that I figured, well, now that I have to cook Thanksgiving meal instead of just doing some microwave thing, I might as well invite some people over because, you know, you can't make, you just can't make a small Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Right? Like the smallest turkey is like, what, 70, 80 pounds? I know, they're really big. they're huge.
Right.
So that's when I called Fatty. I was like, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, you're more than welcome to come over for Thanksgiving. Which he's, you know, something about a sling, something, some horror event.
He was fisting something and it wasn't the turkey?
No, he was just saying, you know, oh, I normally, you know, fist people on Thanksgiving or whatever. I don't know. My most regular gentleman caller comes over and I stuff him like a turkey. And I was...
Yes! Oh, I blew the level sound.
Oh, poor Big Freddy. So that's why I invited him. I was saying, that's, so it's now up in the air. And now I've heard two different things on Twitter. One of them is like, he's not coming when I was talking about that I was going to make the mayonnaise and walnut salad. And then the other one when I told him that that we were going to have Chex Mix. And then he said he was coming. So I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know if he's... I think Fatty would get along with my parents. I think that they would have fun.
I don't know. All I can recommend is that you drain the grease off the turkey and save it for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes great fisting lube.
Oh. Don't want to know that. No. No, actually, I think, you know, both Fatty and my dad are theater queens in the sense that they participate in community theater and they're general hams. That they, okay, you know, that they enjoy hamming it up. So I think they would actually get along quite well. Plus,
nice.
Plus, well, Fatty would feel really young.
Why?
Because my dad is really old.
Oh, well.
He's like 83.
I am 83, and me and your father sounds together. I've heard him on your shows before.
Yeah.
So.
No, he'll live to be 180.
Oh, God.
He's going to outlive everybody.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Anyway, so what was I going to say? Oh, so the point is that Fatty is going to outlive everybody.
Oh, God.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4643 of the BFO for Wednesday the 26th of November 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and more voice letters. Big Fatty.
Well, good morning, Big Fatty. Hashtag Fatty. Hashtag Big. Hashtag good morning. Good morning, Big Fatty. Hashtag good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And gobble gobble. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, Turkey Lurkies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your Turkey Lurkies today, because y'all, we had... two lurkies and one turkey wishing us good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, first up, that was Brendan over there in the UK, making fun of the mechanicals. And then there was the flop foe. And finally, a lurker, Erica, Big Fatty. We've got another entry in the Name the Mechanicals contest. You know, that's to win Miss Bacon's money. And y'all, this one comes to us from a wealthy young man about town, the one and only Lamont Cranston. You know, he's up there in the New York City. New York City! He says, Harry Party, as a lover of the quiz programs like you are, my entry in Name the Mechanicals is inspired by Tattletales. Big Fatty Tattletales? Yeah, you know, with Bert Convy. Big Fatty, I was in the banana section. Yes, always wanted to be in the banana section. And anyway, he says, inspired by Tattletales, my favorite couple appearing there was Dick Sargent and Fanny Flagg. You know, that's with two G's. They weren't married, but if they were, their wedding color would have been lavender. So my entry is Dick and Fanny. Now, I also love that Fanny is British slang for the female counterpart of Mr. Sargent's first name. Take care, Lamont Cranston. Well, Lamont, thank you so much for that. Y'all, if you want to be included in the contest to win Miss Bacon's bag of silver, just send in your names for the mechanicals by midnight, tomorrow night, Tom Turkey night. And y'all, you can send it e-letter or voice letter or post it to the www. And y'all, the mechanicals will announce their names on Saturday. It's true. Y'all getting in the spirit. Y'all, by the way, don't forget the Survivor and the Big Run are on tonight. And y'all, Hump Day night, the night before the Day of Gluttony, y'all, it's one of the busiest nights at the Amazonian bars because folks are in town visiting their families, and they've only been here a short amount of time, and it's time to get the hell away from them. So they go out to the Amazonian bars. So anyway, let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think. I caught up on some things on the TV machine, first of all, and had me a little supper. I had, I had made a prime rib, and I used Dr. Stone's recipe for cooking it, as opposed to that Peter G's, and I did use the ingredients on the seasoning of the prime rib that Peter G suggests, but anyway, y'all, I'm already tired of prime rib. Yes, Big Betty, you still got lots to eat. It's true. And I had that, and y'all, I cooked some Brussels sprouts also. But y'all, before I had my supper and everything, y'all, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I know. Squeaky gentleman caller, It's been one of those feast of famine weeks, and y'all, with it being Thanksgiving, of course, it's going to be a feast. And y'all, this gentleman was visiting his family from he lives in Dallas. Oh, Big Fatty, does he know Joe? I don't know, but. Anyway, or maybe he knows Joe Zubia. Is Joe Zubia in Dallas? I don't remember. But anyway, Joe will let me know. Yes, Big Fatty, he's moving kind of slow. But y'all, 26, and he was all about Big Fatty and the special chaya, and y'all came over, and y'all, he was here well over an hour. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely, I tell you. And so anyway, after he left, I had my supper and everything. And of course, I watched the news. And y'all, then it was time for Jeopardy. And this happened.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy! Here are today's contestants. A school principal, originally from Woodhaven, New York. A school principal, originally from Woodhaven, New York, Michael Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, when I heard that, I just started giggling like a schoolgirl. And y'all, I had to go back on the TiVo and listen again just to make sure I heard it correct. Not only did Johnny Gilbert say he was from Woodhaven, but y'all, his first name is Michael. Now, y'all, Patrick Plain, who is up there in the New York, y'all, he used to call his husband Michael every day on his way home from work and say Woodhaven. That would let him know that he was at the Woodhaven stop on the commuter train. And y'all, I'm going, well, I don't know if that's Patrick Plain's Michael or not, but y'all, he's married with two kids, so it was not Patrick Plain's Michael. But y'all, nonetheless, it was lovely. It was worlds colliding. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, that was kind of fun. And y'all, I just had a quiet evening. I didn't even have the TV machine on. I just kind of relaxed, and I was in bed well before 9 p.m. in the evening, and well, I tell you what, I started the day, y'all, I had bought a new fingerprint lock for the back door of the villa, and y'all, it was working fine, and then it just stopped working, and last week, I called, and they had reset it to factory settings for me, and I tried it again, and it still wouldn't work. So I called back again on Monday and got the nicest young man to help me. And y'all, they're going to send me a brand new lock. And I said, well, now, how do I return the old one to you? He goes, oh, we don't want it back. Just throw it away. And y'all, I got a new lock coming. They said it'd probably be here. Normally, it would be here by Friday. But since it's the Thanksgiving holiday, it'll probably be Monday of next week. Y'all slept like a baby. Got up Tuesday morning. Had my breakfast. Had some Bafrin and another one of those orange breakfast buns. And had my coffee, read my e-paper, watched Miss Gail King, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, came back, watched the end of the Price is Right, and y'all, now here I am. Oh, and y'all, you know, I'm having to replace one of my little trees out in back, so I borrowed a shovel from my neighbor, and y'all, I can't get the damn thing out of the ground. It's dead, but it won't come out of the ground, so I don't know what's going to happen. So anyway, it's a work in progress, but y'all, it's in the 70s here today, so, and y'all, it started raining. Y'all, it's very unusual. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty.
Talk to him and and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello. Anyway, no.
That's so funny.
If our pants, if we're going to bend and break and change and amend the rules, then I think people should be able to have more than one entry if that's the route you're going to take, because then they have more chances to win, and also there's more options. But I also, I hate to say this, but as soon as I heard Al and Alice, I thought of Geeky Gay, and maybe they don't listen to that show, but two Alices in the family? I mean, I think we should just give that person an option to submit another entry, and then let's just say maybe top it out at 3 or 5 entries per person. What do you think? Because then you have more options. Yeah, I think you should do that. We should have discussed this before we started the contest. Next time we'll have to have a meeting.
Woodhaven. Oh, Dick, I see you. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all just getting around to that. And clearly she had wanted to expand the field. And y'all, by the way, that music that played before, y'all, that is the bumper that Patty Bacon, her cousin, wondered why I didn't play it when we had a call from Miss Bacon. So, anyway, Patty Bacon, I hope you enjoyed hearing that. Yes, Big Betty. And Miss Bacon, I think it's a little too late, but if you want to, anyone who wants to get a second entry in on when Miss Bacon's money will allow it, but it still has to be in by midnight Tom Turkey Day. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, don't forget, if you hadn't gotten all your Tom Turkey Day ingredients, a lot of the stoves close early on Wednesday. So be papayaed. Yes, be ready. Y'all, speaking of being papayaed, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Dr. Stone and Daniel Bieber from Live It Up. And Daniel, can you summarize what it's going to be like for your Thanksgiving?
Anyway, so what was I going to say? Oh, so the point is that Fatty is going to outlive everybody.
Oh, God.
Oh, but yes, y'all outlive and probably out smell, too.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.